It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin.
So this story caught my eye today on Dublin Live, and I just thought to myself, Jesus, I would be screwed on a first date. I really would. Woman orders pint of Guinness on first date and man's reaction leaves her horrified, right? So basically, a woman went on a first date. She was baffled because she thought things were going well. She ordered a pint of Guinness, which is...
That's what you drink?
The first thing I would order, yeah, a pint of Guinness. Yes, I'm an Irish
woman. I'll have a pint of Guinness, please.
And then I'll spit in a bucket and have an arm wrestle with the person beside me, but we're sure we'll talk about that later. So she says... So she took to TikTok and she said, I've just been on a first date and I can tell you right now, there's not going to be a second. She explained that they met up in a beer garden where he offered to buy her a drink. So when she said what she wanted, she told him she wants a Guinness. When she told him she wanted a Guinness, he responded saying, I'm not going to buy you a pint of Guinness. He told her, I cannot believe I've invited a bird to the pub and she's ordered a pint of Guinness. That is so masculine. So by contrast, this is a brilliant bird. He ordered a double rum and coke. Millie finished her video by adding, fuck off and get a Guinness. And it just got me thinking, like, do people actually feel this way?
I was reading the story because you sent it to me earlier on, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she actually did was, have you ever heard of this, splitting the G?
Yeah, so you get it right down to halfway.
You take a big enough gobful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be me.
That'd be you. Oh,
listen, if I had a pint here now and you challenged me to down it in one, I could. I have this magic thing where I can just open my throat and it's just like I could. So basically it all came from a colonoscopy years ago and I had to drink this drink. Anybody who's had a colonoscopy will know. And I'm very open talking about this because it's actually, you know, it's something that everybody will probably have to do at some point in their life. But yeah, so ever since then, this drink is vile. So I have this very good ability. It's a talent really that I can open my throat and...
Anything can go down there.
Anything can go.
So you were able to literally pour a pint down your gob.
I could sit here now and now I'd be on the floor in 10 minutes once it hits. But in the interim, I wouldn't stop.
Really?
Can we do it?
Yeah.
There's a bar downstairs. I know, because I have to drive home. Actually, if I get a lift out here next time, I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Oh, then can I present the show for the rest of the program drunk?
Half pissed. Yeah. Great idea. Anyway, sorry. So this woman was annoyed because your man was annoyed that she ordered a pint of Guinness, basically.
So basically his reaction was that it's masculine and it's macho. But like, now especially Darren Briggs said there, it's a turnoff. So he actually agrees with this guy that a woman ordering a pint. Now, didn't you tell me before your wife won't drink out of a pint glass?
She does drink pints, but she won't drink it out of a pint glass.
She's such a lady, though. She's a doll. So I'd never expect to see Linda holding a pint glass.
You'll never see her with a pint glass in her hand.
But I wouldn't judge a woman who does hold a pint glass. Like, I'm very ladylike. I'm very feminine.
Oh, that's one of the funnier things you've ever said on this
podcast.
Are
you okay?
I'm grand.
Are you sure?
Say that again.
Sorry, no, back to my original point. I am very lady. And Adrian's cruising for a bruising.
Oh, right. And now, when are you ladylike? What day is that?
Every day.
I see you nearly every day of the week.
And I'm sophisticated and, you know, I'm I'm elegant.
Elegant?
First of all, I never use bad language. So that's, you know.
Stupid.
There's nothing wrong with a woman drinking pints. Absolutely nothing wrong with a woman drinking pints.
When I order a pint, we were out for a pint last night, mm-hmm. and I ordered a pint for myself, and then I ordered a pint for my wife.
And you'll ask for it in a glass.
No, I asked for a half pint glass of ice as well, and I pour a bit of the pint into the half, and she drinks it out of that. She won't drink it out of the pint glass. Never has.
Is it because of the way she feels with holding a pint glass that she doesn't think it's feminine?
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's basically it.
Oh, that's mad.
Yeah, so... I'm not saying I agree.
Like Samantha Coyne says, what about a half pint of Guinness? Samantha, go large or go home. What's the point?
No, even the glasses themselves are much more. A half pint Guinness glass. They're lovely. They're much more ladylike.
Listen.
And there's you. Hurry up. I'll have a pint.
I want the whole thing. But it got me to thinking, like, what other things is it for men that would be seen as masculine? That would be a turn off. Like for me, in a man, what I would find a turn off, mm-hmm. because I find a feminine, and effeminate is a man who crosses his legs when he sits down.
Oh, really?
Oh, listen, you cross those. Oh, no, no, no. Or men who wear scarves.
Scarves I can...
Or snoods.
Oh, snoods, yeah, definitely. Oh, that's Jeremy. That's Jeremy.
Or...
Wait till the cold weather comes in, he comes...
Do you ever hear women with an RD accent? Or men with an RD accent?
An RD accent?
Yeah, that's just... It's
what's an RD accent?
Ah, I can't do an RD accent, but it's like that... That's an ick. It's like back where they marry their cousins, and I find it very hard. I know somebody who's from RD, and actually I need probably it would do me well to have a translator beside me because he just sounds uneducated.
Well, I'm from RD, so that sort of
like a fool,
like a Drogheda accent.
Yeah, no, he sounds like a fool.
That's not very nice. Have you said this to his face?
Yeah. No, regularly.
You say to him, you're from RD, I can't understand you.
Regularly. I tell him if he sends me voice notes, I say, here, listen, get that translator in there.
Okay, so the one thing that that really turns me off in a woman is a woman who walks like a man. that's probably you as well, actually. Get up there and walk and let me have a look at you.
Oh,
I know of one particular person, and I've seen her... walking.
Please do an impression of me. Please do an impression. No,
this is an audio podcast, but she basically walks like this. Who are you? That's the way she walks. And it's such a turn off.
Somebody once said, both sides of O'Connell Street at the same time.
And then here's another one. I don't like a man who drinks fancy cocktails.
That's
our Jeremy. How was your holiday? Great, I had a pina colada. Get a grip of yourself.
So really, myself and Jeremy should be
swap roles, swap roles. He can be sitting there with his
pint. Jeremy's definitely more feminine than I am.
Yeah,
he's like, definitely more feminine.
The highlight of his holiday is some cocktail with an umbrella in it.
Yeah, and a sparkler.
So I agree with that. So what is it about the opposite sex that really turns you off?
Crossing their legs.
So crossing their legs, okay.
Yeah, or men with really skinny arms.
Oh,
like stick arms, no.
Skinny arms, jeez, I never heard that before.
No, you like a man who looked like he'd be able to throw you around.
Okay.
Then what else is there? There's the snoods and the scarves. Lads just freeze. They don't look good on you.
Don't mention RD. You will summon your one who used to ring in. Someone name her for me. We did have a woman who used to... What was it? And in fact, the very first word out of her mouth was always, well. Do you not remember her?
No. No. Was this before my time?
No.
You, how long? 15 years? Oh, 15 years we're together, Adrian. Looks like we made it.
What was her name?
Mark says.
What was your woman's name with the RD accent? Well.
Oh, Sarah, was it?
I can't remember.
I think it was Sarah.
Anyway.
It was Sarah.
Was it?
She used to go on about Mammy.
Yeah.
Yes, that was, I'm pretty sure that was Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, no, it wasn't Sarah, it was a different name.
Oh, do you know what's lovely on a man? Hairy chest.
Hairy, like? Gorilla hairy.
No, not hairy arms. Don't like hairy arms. No. Do you know like the men who are like covered in hair? No, but Diane says, are you two feeling okay today? You're very good. Well, Adrian has seen a lot of me today, so he's in good form.
Jesus, don't tell everyone that. My wife is watching, for God's sake. I didn't see that much of you.
I don't mean...
I have seen a lot of Casey today, yes.
I am, everywhere Adrian goes, I'm there today.
It's a bit stalkerish, but yeah.
If she opens her mouth and she says, how are you? Good luck. No, a nice hairy chest. Write that down.
Yeah, hairy chest. Okay.
So this is, if I ever need a date.
No, these are things that you love.
Yeah, so basically on any lad.
So a bald chest, no. A man who waxes his chest.
Oh, no. Or men who go and get tans, no.
Jeremy.
Oh, skinny jeans, no.
Oh, yeah.
Or men who wear shoes with no socks, they have to go as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with no socks? Yeah. No, I'd never wear no socks now, but... Here's another one. Mark finds just a complete disgusting thing. Women smoking.
Mm.
I don't like seeing anyone smoking anymore.
Well, no, it's becoming socially unacceptable, isn't it? It's slowly getting there. I like a cigarette when I'm drinking. I would not really generally smoke unless I'm drinking. But yeah, so it's the conversation is what it's okay. Let's for once let's what's the word? Objectify the women. Mm-hmm. Probably, I'm always objectifying men. I say horrible things about men that you'd probably get arrested for if you said about women.
That's why I'm not opening my mouth.
So let's objectify. What do women do that is unladylike, that is a turnoff? For either men or women, listen, it doesn't have to be a physical attraction thing that you're a lesbian or anything, but like women fighting.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Oh, geez, I was about to say this is great.
Oh, no, it's very entertaining. It's
mud
fantastic.
Wrestling.
But it's so on a woman who will throw a punch or a smack.
Oh, actually, here's one for you. Here is one. And Amanda just posted it. A woman who is so tanned, and then she has turkey teeth as well.
Oh, Katie Price.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What a horrible turn off.
Do you find that a turn off?
Oh, big time. Yeah. I don't mind a little bit of a tan, but just these, and this applies to men as well, these dazzling white turkey teeth.
Eddie says, only if she's smoking my pole.
What does that mean?
We talk about women smoking, and that's Eddie's input to the conversation.
That's brilliant, Eddie. Thanks very much. Jesus. That is your contribution to this conversation.
She's smoking my pole. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lisa was that girl's name. It was Lisa. And she used to... I'm just reminded, do you remember she used to always go on about cheese dogs? How do people even remember that? I forgot that.
Lisa. Oh, that's the one from RD.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mammy,
yeah.
She used to talk about going to Eddie Rockets for cheese dogs. Is that actually a thing, a cheese dog?
I don't know. Davin says, a Mickey turns me off in a woman.
Well, listen, really you would. Never know nowadays.
You never know, yeah.
You never know. Enormous boobs hanging out of an outfit that is way too tight.
It is. It's thou doth protest too much.
Here's an honest question for you. As a man who has blood running through his veins,
allegedly,
do you think it's sexy when a woman, an attractive woman, doesn't have to be a minger looking for attention, but an attractive woman goes out wearing next to nothing with everything on show, would you find that more attractive or more of a turn off?
If it's top and bottom, then it's a turn off.
Mm-hmm.
You can have like a short skirt, but not revealing too much
either,
on top
it's
or vice
legs
versa.
Or cleavage, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct. Yeah. Not both.
Women spitting, yuck.
Oh yeah, why women spit?
I don't know. I'd say you probably see them down around the quays.
You probably do when you walk outside the door of this hotel.
Oh, spit bucket there. See how far I can get.
With your pint of Guinness in your hand. Hurry, lads.
I still just don't get the pints thing. What is the problem with a woman drinking pints? What is the issue?
Now, I personally don't really have an issue with it, but I understand. My wife has always said the pint glass is just too big for her to hold in her hand. She doesn't like big things in her hand. She's never had a big thing in her hand. So
that's
really
good.
It.
That's
yeah,
very
that's,
fitting
that's,
marriage, I would say. But that's... I just can't, like, if I went on a date and I said to someone I was going on a date with, a Guinness, and he came down to me with a half pint, I would be like, here, seriously, what the fuck do you think I am? Do you know what I mean? It's go big or go home, as they say.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions
Match. That was a very insightful conversation. Thanks again to Eddie for saying, smoke my pole. That was...
One more.
What is it?
Something that turns me off about women is women who pee standing up at a urinal.
Is this a thing?
Oddly enough, the same women usually have large Adam's apples.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me something.
For those of you who have a young childer.
Young childer? Who uses that word?
Members of the travelling community actually do. Because they were in my duns yesterday and I heard...
My duns. Who says that?
But it's my duns. And I heard a woman who is a traveller. I heard her saying, where are the childer? So members of the travelling community say they don't discriminate against members of the travelling community.
Anyway, go on. Okay. Tell me what happened in your duns.
No, nothing happened in my duns. If you have young children and at the moment you're trying to get them to bed early because school's been back a while and it's back ages, but the evenings are still a bit bright. It's kind of a weird time of year, isn't it? that the
The days are getting shorter.
So kids will not go to bed while once they know how to tell time. There's no fooling them. So what we did last week, and I don't play this podcast for any kids because I don't want anybody to hear this. What we did was we changed every clock in our house.
What?
We changed every clock in our house. I saw it on TikTok. It was a hack on TikTok.
Okay.
And I saw it. And what we're after doing is we're after changing the clocks so that the kids think that they're still going to bed. And so our kids, what, I don't want to say just in case it's the wrong time, but what's the appropriate time for kids under 10 to go to bed on a school night? Half one in the morning?
Half one, yeah.
Quarter to 12?
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah.
All joking aside, what's the appropriate time for, say my daughter, 6 years of age.
8 o'clock.
Okay, well, it's 8:30 in our house.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, 8:30, it's a bit late now.
Oh, really?
For a six-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah, I just said 8.
Oh.
Yeah, I would now.
Well, when was the last time you had kids? Time hadn't even been invented then. there was no such thing.
Time hadn't been invented.
Who invented time?
I don't know.
Was it Mr. Rolex?
No, the sun did.
What?
The sun did.
Anyway, so we've changed. We've 4 clocks in our house. Because as you know, our house is quite palatial.
It's not. It's a dog box.
That's an insult to dog boxes.
It is, actually, yeah.
Literally. So in the 4 rooms of the house, in the hallway, where we have our grand piano, Steinway, by the way.
You can't even spell Steinway.
I don't need to be able...
Can I tell you, if you had a grand piano in your house, it would be the only thing in your house.
Okay, it's a little mouth organ in the house. I always wanted... There's one thing I always wanted in the house. Yeah?
Which is?
For our listeners, lickers who are listening to this, yeah? What is the one thing that you would like in your house that would give people the wow factor?
Okay. Oh, that would impress people that when they walk in the door.
Yeah, so this is for the lickers. You don't have to talk to us, so you can still lick on your phones.
Yeah.
You just have to type it in. What is the one thing you would love to have in your house that as soon as you'd get it, you would say to the neighbours, come on over to the house on Friday night for a cup of coffee just to show it off? Because my thing has always been, it has to be a Steinway piano.
Okay, but you don't have a Steinway piano.
No. How much is a Steinway piano?
A lot of money. A lot of money.
Isn't that the one Elton plays?
He probably does,
Have you ever seen him play the piano with his foot, though? How does he do that?
I don't know. That's neither here nor there. Let's go. So what would you want in your house to give people the wow factor?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I would like. Yeah. You know, when I was in...
Don't say... A drinks optical thing for
no, I have
shots.
One of them. I have one of them.
You do, yeah.
I have 6 of them. No. I tell you what, I would like to have. Remember when we were in Japan?
I was never in Japan.
I was a few weeks ago. Yeah, you listening to me?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Are you listening, Jackie Skelly?
Yeah, I am listening.
The toilets in Japan. Yeah.
Okay.
That wipe. That clean your arse.
Yeah.
They air
called,
your.
Here's, by the way, it's called a B-table.
No. This is the actual toilet.
What?
You sit down on the toilet, it has a heated seat, yeah? And then when you're finished your business...
Oh, I do like that, because I have to be honest with you. I get chilblains in my rectum.
Okay, well...
I like a heated toilet seat. I don't like, yeah.
A heated seat, and then when you're finished doing your business, if you're doing your number twos, yeah?
Yeah.
A spray comes out and it sprays your arse.
Oh, I love getting my arse sprayed.
Oh, it sprays your arse.
I love getting my arse sprayed.
And then you press another button and it dries your arse with an air dryer. All on the one toilet. Absolutely amazing.
So your arse is completely...
Oh, spotless. No skiddies.
I haven't had skiddies since I was in secondary
school. You wouldn't if you had one of these toilets.
Well, I'll come back to that in a second. Niamh is our first licker who's been in contact, and she would love an egg chair.
A what?
An egg chair.
Oh, one of those ones that hang from the roof?
Sorry, Niamh, I have to be honest with you. They're 2 a penny. You get them in, like, what's that shop called?
Yisk.
Yisk, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
They sell them in Yisk for like a fiver or something like that.
No, they're not a fiver.
No, but... If I was going around to Niamh's house, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was going near Niamh's house,
yeah,
and I went into her house,
yeah,
I'm not going to be... I want something that's going to blow me away.
Well, it's not going to be an egg chair,
no,
is it?
No, I want something that is going to really, really blow me away. So something that if I went into your house, I'd go, I want one of those.
Okay, Samantha has one, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Impress me. And I'm not easily impressed.
If you
Our friend Ken, by the way. Ken.
Ken, yeah?
You know what Ken has in his house?
What's he got?
Ah, jeez. Have you ever been in Ken's house?
No.
Have you never been to Ken's?
I've never been to Ken's house.
Ken of Malahide?
Yeah, no, I've never been in his house, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit weird being in his house.
Why is it weird being his house? He's a friend.
Yeah.
Ken of Malahide.
Anyway, go on. What's Ken got in his house?
Ah, lads. Ah, stop. You don't know. When you go in Ken's house, to the left.
To the left.
First of all, when you go up the stairs, yeah?
Yeah.
He has foot-activated lights on the steps.
That's a bit over the top.
It's like the Michael Jackson video for Billie Jean. Remember when Billie Jean was walking?
Remember so every step you walk on lights up?
Yeah.
That's a bit over the top.
Say that to his face, you prick.
I would.
You're a two-faced wanker.
I would.
Oh, if you were in this house tomorrow, you'd say, Ken, wow, I love your lit up steps. So when you're
that's wanker
stuff.
For those
of you who know Ken, you've probably been in. So what'd you call him?
I didn't call him. I just said that's wanker stuff.
So when you go to Ken's house in Malahide, yeah? And you go up Ken's stairs. He has a spiral staircase. And when you're walking up the stairs, as you walk up,
if you make that noise on his stairs, you break his stairs.
When you go up the steps,
yeah,
two little lights come on and shine on your feet. And then when you go back down, the lights go back off. And then you go back up, and the lights go back. Oh, it's an amazing lighting display.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Sorry, go on. You were saying about
No, I want one of those toilets. But no, sorry. One of our listeners said, Samantha, yeah. If we arrived at Samantha's house,
Now, I want to be blown by you, Samantha. Yeah. I literally want you to...
If you arrived into Samantha's house and she had a maid in the house that did everything for you, that would impress you.
A maid?
Yeah.
What's this, Django Unchained or something?
No.
A black person in chains.
Nobody said anything about black, no.
Yeah, but that's...
We're not having blackface yet. That's coming up in a minute.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not doing blackface. So a maid.
Yeah.
Everybody had that during the Celtic Tiger. Had those people living in one-bedroom apartments.
And then cleaners coming in.
And a cleaner coming in. Like, hang on, you live in a bloody one-bedroom apartment. Calm down. Anyway, Ken in Malahide, who's our friend, when you walk into Ken's house, and if you don't go up the stairs, and you take a left, do you know what's past that door?
No.
The French, you know he has French doors.
I've never been in his house, so how would I know what sort of doors he has?
It's strange that he hasn't invited you into his house.
Yeah, but go on anyway. So probably because I'd whip the piss out of him over the stairs.
When you open the French doors,
yeah.
Do you know what's on the other side of the French doors? I can't tell you now.
But you'll have to tell us now after all that.
I've had, let's just say, girl, I've had many's a good time behind those French doors.
What goes on behind the French doors?
Oh, I can't tell you, girl.
French doors. That's a song. I'm going to make a song about it.
What's
in behind the French doors?
All I'll say is, when you go behind those French doors in Ken's house, you get 2 hours of pleasure.
Jesus, it's a brothel, is it?
What?
It's a brothel.
No, you can't say that about him. Just 2 hours of pleasure. Pure, you get relaxation. And you get pleasure. Oh, God, do you get pleasure?
What, somebody there giving massages?
No. Pleasure like you can get anywhere else. Here's a cinema.
A cinema?
Here's a cinema.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit posh.
Ken's cinema.
Does it say it over the French doors?
So literally, we'll have to play this podcast. He doesn't even know this podcast exists, by the way.
Does he not?
Why I'm talking about him. We'll have to play this for him. So anyway, when you go into his house, it's motion activated. So you open the French doors. Yeah.
Well, they're very noisy French doors.
Needs a bit of WD-40. By the way, while I'm telling this story, keep your messages coming in. What would you like in your house that could blow me away? I want to be blown away. Anyway, when you go into the house, it's motion activated. So when you walk into past the French doors, the curtains open. And he's a full cinema
this
screen.
This is ostentatious shite.
No, it's not.
No wonder Ken has never invited me around. He knows I'd absolutely rip him out of it.
It's unbelievable. A couple of people like a sauna in the house. That's not really impressive, is it?
Yeah, my uncle used to have one when I was younger. And it was impressive. It was impressive.
I'm sorry, did he invite people over to go into the sauna?
Huh?
Did he invite people to go over to the sauna?
I was his young nephew and I went around to...
Oh, I have another friend who lives in Lucan and has a very impressive thing in their house.
Which is?
That when you arrive in, there's a little thing beside the door and you sit your phone into it, and you put Spotify on and there's speakers in every room in the house.
That's not overly impressive.
Oh, it is overly impressive. So like you can be doing the dump in the toilet.
Yeah.
Listening to Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow.
Oh. So what would blow you away?
I'm blown away by Ken's house. I want to see Ken's house.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
Why has he never invited me?
I don't know. But like the cinema seats and all that with little cup holders and stuff like that. And he'd even give you the popcorn in the proper...
That's wanker stuff.
It's actually the best night you'd ever have. So if you live in Malahide, check out...
Just invite yourself around to Ken's house.
Just invite you
around
to Ken's house. Oh, sorry, when you go in the front gates as well, before you even go into the house, fingerprint. That's the only way you can get into the house.
So you couldn't just walk in, you couldn't just rock in the front door?
No, so like the postman when he wants to deliver, he had to have his fingerprint ID'd onto the thing. So the postman literally goes up in the morning, and goes like that.
When did Ken become such an ostentatious prick?
Oh, he's very rich. The years have been good to him. Oh, you see,
I'm just jealous, I suppose.
Anyway, that is Ken's house. I'd have a little green man that does everything once I arrive home. He's called Benny Butler. I have a little green man. What's a little green man?
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
There's a man in our house at the moment, by the way.
You just walked out and left him there.
Oh, well, essentially, yes. He's in the house on his own at the moment. He's a tradesman.
Okay.
In our house at the moment. And he's been there the last 2 days. He's regrouting our bathroom.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Now, I tried to do it myself.
Oh, really?
Thinking it was an easy job.
It's not an easy job.
It looks easy. It looks easy.
Not an easy job.
I like to, you know, as you know, I'm a bit of an alpha male. As you know, I like my wife to think that I'm, you know, like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder? What, yeah. A cartoon character?
Yeah, when my wife says to me, can you fix this? I go, yes, I can. That's kind of, so I.
But you really can't.
She said, the shower needs regrouting. I'm not going to ask you again, Jeremy. So I went up to Woody's the other day. There's no better buy, by the way, in DIY.
Yeah, good ad for them, yeah. Are you listening to Woody's?
And bought the grout and the thing for making the mark on the grout, the whole lot. And I put on my Snickers trousers and my Snickers top and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, I'm going to have a go at this. And I don't know if any of you have ever...
I can just see you.
Oh, no, you don't need to. I took a photograph, actually.
Oh, okay.
Look, hang on, I'll show you the photograph.
Oh, the state of
you. So Adrian's looking at a photograph of me.
Oh, God almighty.
On my knees in the shower. Not for the first time, girl. I was on my knees in the shower. And I'm on my knees in the shower with my Snickers trousers on. And I have my... do you like my work belt?
Yeah.
And the pièce, the résistance.
Yeah, was.
Which is, what's that the French for?
The irresistible part.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, basically.
The pièce, the resistance.
The piece of resistance. Or go on anyway.
Okay. And the pièce...
What made you so irresistible?
Is, if you look at what's on top of my head there, the strap-on light.
We've had this conversation before and you just look like a fucking clown.
I love a strap-on. I have to be honest with you. What are you laughing about? I have to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. And I take no shame in saying this, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that done, by the way?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know, though.
What? There you go.
Yeah, I take no shame in admitting this. I love a strap-on.
Yeah, that's fine, but you just look like a clown with it.
And I bought a strap-on a couple of months ago on Temu. I bought it a couple of months ago and he arrived yesterday. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. Where does that stuff be? How long? Why does it take...
6 weeks.
To get a strap-on from here to there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Where even is Temu?
In China somewhere. Why aren't you ordering from an Irish company?
What?
Like Woody's. Why didn't you go and buy your strap-on in Woody's?
I'd be embarrassed to go into Woody's and ask for a strap-on.
Really?
What aisle would you find a strap-on in Woody's?
I don't know if they actually have them, but I just started there.
You just said to me, why didn't you go to Woody's?
Instead of going straight to Temu, a Chinese company, to buy your strap-on, you didn't even try to go to Woody's. You didn't even try even B&Q. No.
First of all, B&Q pulled out of Ireland about 20 years ago.
No, I was only in there yesterday.
No, you weren't.
I was.
B&Q.
Airside Retail Park, you fool.
They pulled out about 20 years
ago. They didn't.
Oh, well, someone did.
But it wasn't B&Q, because they're still there.
Who pulled out?
I don't know.
Your dad should have, that's who.
Oh, so childish.
It is so childish. Anyway, the strap-on arrived, and I put the strap-on on.
But why did you need it in the shower?
I just love wearing the strap-on. I think it looks... You know the lads that go down to the mines...
But you weren't. You were only doing a bit of grout in the shower.
You haven't seen how dingy our shower is.
Well, must be.
It's like being in a mine. Anyway.
So the bottom line is you couldn't do the grouting. It's too hard. It is difficult. I agree.
But it looks easy.
It does look easy,
It looks easy. There are certain jobs that look easy. Like a DJ. Every weekend of my gigs, some dickhead comes up to me and says, I could do your job.
Yeah, and he probably could because you're shite.
No, that's not true. A DJ is actually a very difficult job.
It is?
Ah, it is. Say, what big store used to be in Ireland and pulled out a few years ago?
Well, it's not B&Q because they're still there.
Give me another one.
I don't know.
MFI, is that what they're called?
MFI.
Is that what they're called?
There was a company called MFI, all right, yeah. I think they're gone.
Okay. And anyway, I made a balls of the grout. It was running down. That was ridiculous. So I didn't realise, for those of you who want to know this, before you regrout your tiles, it's quite boring conversation, by the way. You can turn off the podcast now if you want. Before regrouting your tiles, you have to take out the old grout.
Really?
No one told me. Nobody told me.
So you were going to put grout over grout that's already there?
I thought that's what you do. You touch it up. You touch it up.
No, if you're doing that, you just paint it.
Okay, so you have to remove...
The old grout.
The old grout.
That makes perfect sense.
No, that makes no sense.
Why?
That literally makes no sense.
Who puts grout over grout?
Well, sorry, when you're painting your walls, by the way, your living room walls are disgusting. What's
wrong with them?
Who's, did Stevie Wonder pick that colour?
Excuse me.
Oh my God, your living room gives me headaches.
It's brilliant.
Terracotta.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Do you take the paint off your walls before painting over?
Yeah, of course you do.
No, you don't.
Of course you do.
Nobody does that.
Well, if it's a dark colour, you'd paint it white first.
Have you got a stripper in the house?
No, she moved out a few years ago.
See, that makes no sense. Why would you have a stripper in your house?
Yeah, I know.
You literally
do. I have a paint stripper in the house?
Yes,
yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, made a balls of the grout.
Yep.
And she says to me, she says, "You're fucking useless." Which is, it's kind of abusive to say that in a marriage.
But I think
it?
She says that every day, doesn't she?
She does say that every day. And she says, "We're getting the man in." So we have a man who can do everything. Literally everything.
So he's in your house now.
He's a can-do man.
He's in your house now. The kids are at school. Is your wife at home?
No, she's in work. She works for a living.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. But she'll probably
be
home.
Not like the women that listen to this podcast.
She'll be home before the man leaves is what I'm getting at.
She will. Yeah. She has to be. She has to give him his fair dues. Pay him.
All right, yeah. So this man who can do everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Versus you that can do nothing.
I know, I'm good at some things.
You have a strap-on light in your head and you think you're Bob the Builder and you can't even do a bit of bloody grout.
What was the point of me saying there's a man in the house at the moment?
I actually don't know. But anyway, my point, I'm just trying to sow seeds of doubt in your head here.
Oh, you don't have to,
Your wife will be at home with this man who can do absolutely everything.
Okay, the one thing...
While
I sit here. I see where this conversation is going and I'm going to stop you right there and I would say to those of you who are listening, I'm not good at DIY. But the one place I excel in is lovemaking. And that is fairly...
Oh, you always have to bring it back to the base level.
You brought it back. You're making it that the tradesman is doing more than the grout.
He probably is, yeah.
No, he's not. My wife is a very satisfied woman.
How? She must have very bad eyesight.
She must have very bad eyesight. But she does wear glasses. You know she wears glasses.
Yeah, it must be extraordinarily bad eyesight.
What's your point?
What did she ever see in you? Honestly, I'm being genuine now. When she looks at you, how does she possibly think to herself, "Oh, that's my man"?
I bagged a good one.
Yeah, that's my man.
Why, you think your missus wakes up every morning counting her lucky stars?
Oh, no, she doesn't. She gets into the other bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
She wakes up and goes, "What the fuck am I?"
Yeah, what the fuck am I doing? I warned you, by the way. I told you.
So did you work out why you told me there's a man in the house?
No, why did I?
I have no idea.
Can anybody remember why?
We're after having this whole conversation that started, "Oh, wait till I tell you, there's a man in the house."
Oh, my God, my ADHD is on overdrive today. Why did I mention that?
No idea.
I genuinely can't remember. Sorry, it must have something to do with this. Yeah, it must have something to do with the fact that the day before yesterday, okay, I'll tell you the story afterwards, but I want to ask you all a question. Do you think, and don't laugh, Adrian, when I say this, do you think it would be appropriate for me to go to a Debs next month?
What? Sorry, I just nearly choked on my water there.
No, that'd be your lungs that are fucked.
No, my lungs are great.
Your lungs are... Your lungs, yeah?
My lungs.
Your lungs are as black as my bathroom at the moment.
Can I just go back to what made me nearly choke? Yeah. Do you think it would be appropriate if I went to a Debs?
Yeah.
In what context would you possibly be going to a Debs?
Now, I'm asking the liquors.
And what has this got to do with the man in the house?
I've no idea what that connection is. I don't even know where that connection came from.
Right, okay. So do you think it would be appropriate for me...
This is unscripted, by the way.
Yeah, do you think it would be appropriate for me to go to a Debs, is what you just said?
Yes. Do you think it would be appropriate? I want to ask the liquors this. I'll tell you the context. I don't want any jokes. I just want... Use your intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, and answer the question. Is it appropriate for me to go to a Debs next month? That is the question. It's on in the Royal Marine Hotel. Where is the Royal Marine Hotel?
In Dunleary. Lovely hotel. I was in it only a few weeks
ago. Then it's not the Royal Marine Hotel it's in. It's on... It's near Sutton.
Near Sutton?
Sutton.
Oh.
I thought that was the Royal Marine.
Anyway, the Royal Marine's in Dunleary.
Anyway, I put up on my IG...
Your Instagram, yeah.
...account there the other day that it's Deb season. And Deb season always makes me quite sad. Any sad music?
No, but why does it make you sad?
Makes me sad because I never went to my Debs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I put it up on my Instagram.
Why'd you not go?
Doesn't matter.
She couldn't get a date.
GDPR reasons.
GDPR.
Can't talk about it. Anyway, I never went.
So Jeremy didn't get a date.
I doubt you got a date.
I did.
Oh, the pig of the class, I'd say it was.
No.
The pig of the class.
In fact, the same girl that went to my Debs, I met him at my mum's funeral a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen her for years. But same girl, still looking
what,
as well.
What does that tell you that it took a funeral to get her back to see you again? Actually, she waited for a funeral to actually see you again. Anyway, I never went to my Debs.
Because nobody would go to you.
I put it up on IG and I got a message from a woman.
Right.
Who listens to this podcast. So be respectful.
Okay.
Be respectful here because we're... And the message says, should I read it? I'll paraphrase the message.
Go on, yeah.
And I mean, really, she took it a bit seriously. I was only taking the piss, by the way. I'm not traumatised by the fact that I've never gone to a Debs. Okay? Because I DJed that lot.
Yeah, you're talking about it ever since.
I've DJed at most of them. In fact, the last Debs I did was in the county club in Dunshotgan. And I saw a man puking on the dance floor into a pint of Guinness and a girl picking it up and drinking it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's the kind of night I'm glad I missed. Yep. So she said, sorry to hear that you never went to your Debs. My daughter is having her Debs next week in Sutton. And she doesn't mention, what is that hotel in Sutton?
I can't remember. I'll find out now. We'll go on anyway, yeah.
My daughter is having her Debs and none of them are bringing plus ones. But she will be delighted to bring you along so you can experience what a Debs is like. Let me know if you're interested. Now, don't take the piss. This is actually...
You were close with the name, by the way. It's the Marine Hotel in Sutton. That's not where, the Royal Marine Hotel is in Dunleary.
That's where it is, yeah.
Okay, the Marine Hotel in Sutton, yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry, so this woman is saying, my daughter will be delighted to bring you to her Debs.
Yeah.
So how old's the daughter? 18.
But it wouldn't be as a romantic thing. It's not.
I don't care what it would be.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's more than weird.
What is it?
Freaky.
From whose point of view? Again, she's a listener.
For you to accept and for you to even ask. I mean, does she never watch the live video of this show to see the fucking state of you? Look, have a look. There you are.
Ah, yeah, but I'll scrub up. I'll get a cummerbund.
You can't take those wrinkles off your face.
You can with a cummerbund. Wrap the cummerbund around your head. That's all you have to do. No, I scrub up quite well. Did you see me at the last black tie event? I actually do look well.
Yeah, but not for an 18-year-old.
Yeah, it wouldn't obviously be a romantic thing. I mean, she knows I'm a married man and stuff like that. But I thought it was a nice thing that I would experience my first ever Debs. Elaine wants to know why I never went to a Debs. It doesn't matter, Elaine.
The reason Lorraine is that he didn't get a date.
The woman's name is Elaine for
Elaine,
a start.
He didn't get a date. That's the bottom line. That's the only reason young fellas don't go to a Debs is because they've nobody to go with.
That makes me feel like a piece of shit because even Hitler probably went to his Debs.
He did.
So Hitler was
able photographs of it.
Watch your man went to his Debs.
Who?
Bury them out the back garden. What's his name?
Bury them out the back garden?
Your man who buried them all out the back garden. What was his name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was from Wales like that. I buried him out the back garden, so I did. I buried one under the patio and one out the back gardens, and we did. With me wife. What's his name? Your man from Wales. Your man from Wales who buried all the bodies out the back.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
And his missus. What's his name?
I don't know.
John West.
John West. Oh, Fred West. Fred West.
Fred West.
Probably went to his Debs.
He did. He went with Rose.
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
Now, in fairness, I wouldn't go to my Debs with Rose West. Would you?
No, she bet down the state of her. No,
the bet down thing is not the serious part. The thing is, you wouldn't get home alive.
Anyway, that's the reason Jeremy didn't go to his Debs, because he'd nobody to go with. Tell the truth. Come on, spit it out. Because it still causes you pain and angst. Because you mention it probably every year at this time.
This time brings
I never went to a Debs.
Yeah, but it's like when you lose a family member. When the time comes around that they died, it's always poignant. And this is quite poignant for me. And you're actually taking the piss out of the fact that something very traumatic happened in my life.
Anyway,
my phone's ringing. Hang on. How are you, Rose? How are things in Belmarsh? Is it Belmarsh she's in?
I thought she was dead. Is she not dead? No,
Rose is alive. No, it's not my Debs, Rose. I'm only 26, so my Debs was about 10 years ago. So but I let them...
Anyway, Fred West wasn't Welsh.
Yes, he was Welsh.
No, he wasn't.
He was Welsh. I watched the documentary. He says, okay, I'm going to tell you, Inspector, I buried one body out the back garden.
Jesus, you're so bad at accents. And you know that.
I buried another.
You really are.
I buried anyway, another person in the patio.
So this time of year brings back a lot of pain.
And you're literally bullying me over.
And now you want to know whether or not you should go to a Debs to make up for the fact that you never went to one with an 18-year-old and you and L fella like you.
And can you imagine me going home and saying that to my wife? By the way,
I'm going to a Debs with an 18-year-old.
she'd have the workman back in, Bob the Builder be back in doing her grouse for her.
So I don't think you should accept that offer of going to a Debs with an 18-year-old.
What's the word? Politely decline.
Politely decline. No, just say piss off. That's weird.
But you can say that to our listeners.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I was talking on a previous episode of Opinions Matter, and I need to clear something up because my wife gave me a clip around the ear. It was a clit around the ear. What's the expression?
It's a clip around the ear.
Sorry. Oh, I just almost walked myself into it.
Come on.
On a previous podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. I said that I am... Now, by saying this now, I'm just going to add to more shit. I have a lot of shit in my place at the moment.
On a previous podcast...
Which is probably on this same podcast. You probably heard it about 15 minutes ago. I said that I'd do a poo with the bathroom door open.
You did say that, yes.
And I don't know why I say things... I don't know why I say things without thinking. Think first, Jeremy. It's because of my ADHD.
Okay, so why did you tell...
What am I diagnosed with?
What you said...
ADHD.
Earlier in this episode was...
Yeah.
You're so comfortable at home that you leave the doors open.
Yeah, so I've...
When you're having a shite.
I do a poo-poo.
Which I said was absolutely disgusting.
I didn't use the word shite. I do a poo-poo with the bathroom door open sometimes. Okay, sometimes.
Yeah.
Because...
That's vile.
Yeah, I just like the door open. I don't like enclosed space. You know I suffer from... Hydrophonia. What's it called?
Hydrophonia.
What's hydrophonia? What's it called?
Hydrophonia. That's a brand new condition.
Narcolepsy. What's narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy.
What's narcolepsy? I'm sure I have all these things. What is narcolepsy?
So can I ask you a question then?
Claustrophobia. I suffer from claustrophobia. I don't like...
So do you ever use the bathroom on an aeroplane?
Well, see, here's the thing. We have five bathrooms in our house.
Five?
Five bathrooms in our house.
You mean every room is a bathroom?
Okay, we've three, and one of them is quite palatial.
Yeah. Palatial?
Palatial, quite big, and it has a bath in the middle. Standalone bath? Is that what they're called? A freestanding bath, yeah, like Downton Abbey. And my wife uses that bathroom, so that's okay. She goes in there and she does her things, and that's okay. So I'm stuck using the small bathroom, and it's quite claustrophobic. So when my sphincter goes poo poo time, I use the small.
You get a message saying woohoo poo poo time.
That's the noise my sphincter muscle makes. It goes woohoo. Does anybody else have a sphincter muscle that makes noise?
No, nobody does.
What?
So go on. You have to use the smaller bathroom.
So I've been since we moved into the house. That's my bathroom, and I assume it's the same in your house.
No.
Oh no, it is.
Oh no, it's not.
Oh no, it is.
We share a bathroom.
No, you don't share your bathroom because your wife said you have filthy, filthy habits.
We actually share a bathroom.
No, you don't.
We share the same shower unit.
Oh, narcolepsy, according to our listeners, is when you fall asleep unexpectedly. That's the coolest thing ever. Although, how do you?
Not really that cool if you're driving a car or something.
Jesus, yeah, is that a thing?
It is a thing. Yeah.
Do you know someone that suffers with narcolepsy?
No.
But how would you know? So hang on, if you're an... I presume the word is a narcoleptic.
I would imagine so.
Or a narcophile. Is it a narcophile?
A narcoleptic we'll go with, yeah.
So if you're a narcoleptic, yeah, how do you play a football match if you're in goal? So you're in goal. Don't make fun of a serious condition, Adrian. You'll be cancelled. So you're in goal, yeah?
Yeah.
Your man's running down the wing, yeah? So it's Pats. Pats against Bows, yeah? And the Pats player is running... I'm not saying, by the way, the Bows keeper has narcolepsy. That may not be true. And the Pats player is about to score. He shoots the ball, and the goalkeeper for Bowes goes, bangs his head off the goalpost. What's? Where's the fairness in that?
It isn't terribly fair.
We need to do a talk.
Can we go back to?
No, we need to do a podcast all about narcolepsy. I need to talk to someone
who's narcoleptic.
Now, I am quite narcoleptic when I'm having sex. I do fall asleep in the throes of passion.
Jesus, that's a real insult to your wife.
I'm very tired.
Jeez, that is the ultimate insult.
No, nothing comes between me and...
Anyway, will you come back to the story about the
bathroom that I use in the house is the small one. It's not the palatial ones, okay?
Yeah.
So there's another one that has a big widescreen TV in it.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Go on anyway.
Dance floor.
Yeah.
And the small one, is tiny.
Yeah.
and I'm claustrophobic in it, so I tend to poo-poo with the door open. No big deal, you would think. Anyway, on the off, so you know my wife listens to our podcast now because we made her an admin of the page. Fucking forgot about that. You know we made her an
silly
admin.
Man.
You know
silly,
we made her an admin
man.
Of the page.
No, I didn't know that. No.
Oh, she's an admin now because she does all that thing. She does all that as well.
Oh, very good.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Helping the cause, so she gets updates now on everything we say. Oh, she's a few bones to pick with you, but we'll come to that on a later episode of Opinions Matter. So
she heard you saying about leaving the toilet door open.
Jeremy, how could you say something like that on that podcast? How could you shame yourself?
And you did shame yourself.
And me.
Well, I don't know how you shamed her. Why did she do it as well?
Because what she's saying is that by saying that, it means that I have no respect for her.
And that's what I think as well. I think she's dead right.
I suppose as I continue
that argument, it makes it look like you walk all over and she's not able to stand up to you. And
are you just saying all this shit because you know she's listening?
Now that I know she's listening.
What are you called? The catalyst.
The catalyst?
Oh, yeah, you used to learn that in...
Call me the shit stirrer.
No, you can call me that. No, a catalyst, and you didn't go to school, so you would know this, in science, yeah? When did you leave? Second year?
Didn't leave.
In second year.
Anyway, your wife is annoyed that you...
A catalyst is a thing that speeds up something, yeah?
Yeah.
Your turn to speed up the divorce.
Shit stirrer.
Yeah.
So, now that I know that she's listening, so you did admit that she left the door open. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your wife ought to be ashamed of herself for putting up with it.
No, because her words to me last night was, this marriage has become too familiar and comfortable.
She's right.
And get your finger out of your nose was the thing she said to me next, because I was picking my nose at the same time. Can I give the list, actually, of the top 10 signs that you are too comfortable in your relationship?
Yes, go on.
Okay, I'm going to give you. Have you got a ding noise?
I don't actually know.
Why can't we get a ding? That's something we should really have on this podcast, is a ding.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. I'll get you a ding. Would you? You want a ding? I'll give you a ding.
It's too high pitched for my.
That's all you're getting.
Jesus!
That's all you're getting.
That sounds like a dog whistle.
It's your ding.
That's a dog whistle.
I don't care. That's your ding.
Oh,
there you go. Right.
So, the top 10. That'd be so cool.
It wouldn't be cool.
Oh, remember we were in that meeting with the dragon? We were in the meeting with a fella called the dragon.
Yeah. I would have liked to follow
him. It was a horrible meeting.
Yeah, it was.
He was being a nasty dragon.
He was a nasty dragon.
Breathing fire and all that. If you had narcolepsy,
I could have just fallen asleep.
Here, dragon.
Anyway, come on, let's go. Let's go. Okay. The top 10 things.
I want to see how many of these you do. Okay, you fart freely. You no longer worry about holding in a fart and making it a time and a place. Have you fart? Do you fart freely?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, ding.
Oh, what's wrong with me dinger?
Oh, jeez.
My dinger is broken.
Ah, yeah, that's well known. That's written on the toilets here. Where's the ding gone?
Look. The fucking dinger won't play.
Imagine someone tuning in at that point of the podcast and all they hear is Adrian saying,
Where's my dinger?
Where's my dinger? It's a very... Oh, there we go.
That's awful. Okay,
but
try a different one. What's that? You see this yoke? This wrecks my buzz.
Oh, I don't care. I just want a ding. That's okay, we got a ding.
Let me see. What's that?
That's a page turning sound effect. Oh, this is... The wheels have fallen off this podcast.
Yeah, they fell off long ago.
No?
No.
Forget it.
No ding.
Just do the ding with your mouth, will you? You fool.
Okay, here we go.
Ah, no, that's awful. That is a dog whistle.
Okay. There's no dings. What the hell is that?
That's not a ding.
No. Okay, come on.
Okay, have you given your wife a Dutch oven before? Stop that. If you do that ding one more time, I'll fucking ding my fist up your nose.
No, I've not intentionally done that. Not intentionally.
Have you ever picked your nose in front of her?
I have, yeah.
Have you ever tried to kiss her with bad breath?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you jump her blue breath.
I used to have, yeah.
The worst kind of breath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, now I know the answer to this, because you don't need the ding for this, but I know. Do you no longer make an effort to impress her? Ding! Look at the...
What do you mean?
Fucking stage of you.
Oh, I didn't play that ding.
You look like you should be standing at an ATM machine with a cup in your hand. Look at the absolute...
What's wrong with me?
Stage of you, yeah? Stage of you. Okay, can we go on?
Yeah, go on.
Yes? Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No.
Okay, yeah. Do you poo with the door open?
No.
Okay. Have you ever... Oh, God. Have you ever asked her to squeeze a spot?
No, but she likes to squeeze spots.
Why?
I can't have a spot in peace because she wants to have a go at it.
You what?
I can't have a spot in peace because she wants to have a go at it.
What do you mean you can't have... I can't...
If I have a spot, she can't tolerate that.
Again, if you've just tuned in at this very point of the podcast...
Where have you been?
Where have you... No, you've missed nothing. So you'd be in the bedroom, yeah?
Yeah, and I might have a spot, say here, on my face.
Yeah.
And if she saw it, or say on my back or something.
Yeah.
No, she gets stuck in.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever asked her to apply ointment to an itchy part of your body?
No.
So say,
is that a thing?
A rectal itch would be a big thing.
No, I don't have one of them.
You don't?
No. No, I've never done that. No. Is that it?
No, there's more. Have you ever got her to squeeze a pile?
No, I have not.
By the way, can I just say, that's a very dangerous thing to do.
Let's not do that.
Let's not squeeze piles. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had piles.
Have you not?
No.
Anyway, I'd love to talk to you about...
Okay, we want to talk to somebody who's what's the word?
A narcoleptic.
A narcoleptic. If you are, let us know.
We're going to get complaints about this. This is Jimmy Kimmel shit now. We're going to get complaints. I've lived with narcolepsy. Although, hang on. If someone with narcolepsy tries to call us to complain, they're going to fall asleep before the phone gets answered. Imagine ringing. I want to talk to you.